Good morning and welcome to this edition of Byers & Company. This hour, guest host Wayne Kent filling in for the vacationing Brian Byers will talk with Neuhoff Media's own Mike Holby. We'll get the market report as well, and we've got Elizabeth Creighton and Aaron Largent available as well. Byers & Company right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back, friends. I'm very glad you're with us. It's good to have you here. 7 minutes after the hour. Joining me in the studio, Mike Holby. All things Neuhoff. What is your official title for Neuhoff Media?
My official title is Chief Operating Officer. But as I like to say, it is truly changing light bulbs and unclogging toilets.
There you go. All right. You sound like you have a cold today.
Just a little bit.
All right. And people may not realize that when we say Neuhoff Media, while you work primarily out of this station here and this building here, you have buildings and you have stations elsewhere.
Yes. We have 6 radio stations in Lafayette, Indiana. We have 3 in Danville. We technically have a radio station that serves Champaign and Decatur simultaneously. We have the radio stations here in Decatur. We have 3 radio stations in Bloomington, and we have 5 total radio stations in Springfield. So you add all together, and I think we're at 23.
Is there a thought to increasing that?
Yes, we have. We'll be adding another broadcast license in Danville, which we've been granted by the FCC, but we haven't built it yet. We will be building that out in 2020.
Lots to do then.
Yeah, and the cool thing is technology, as you well know, has been a disruptor, but in my mind, it's been positive disruption. So it allows for a lot of different things to occur that wasn't possible before. Nick and I had a really good conversation yesterday about the future, and this is part of that. So, yeah, we add another broadcast facility, but thanks to your phone or your, digital assets, there's different ways to be able to tell stories and communicate information. And to me, that's exciting.
Plus, computers, the way in which the actual programming or the production of radio is so different. I remember as a little kid going to a radio station long before I ever thought I'd be doing a radio show, and they had these things called carts, and they're basically
they look like an 8-track tape.
Yes.
Like, for those of you old enough to remember what that is.
Right, and they would go into a machine, and that'd be on a loop like an 8-track, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'd be a commercial.
Yeah. I mean, there was a way technology has evolved. I mean, you talk about the carts. There was a way for radio stations to give the time, even though there wasn't necessarily an announcer in the air, in the studio, and it to be right. And it was using analog technology. It was very cool how that worked. But anything is possible. The human brain's pretty cool, and people are
so. And these days, you can have a. It was very difficult to be broadcasting in the past without somebody being in the studio.
Yeah, back in the day when I was
a
kid.
But in the control booth.
In the control room, right. There used to be a rule that said you had to have someone there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that you could not operate your facility without a certified operator being on site. Now, technology has evolved that to the point where that's not required anymore because of monitoring and control systems. But you can use your phone to do some amazing things if your brain works that way. Now, my brain, I can think that I want to do something. I have no idea how to make it happen, but there are plenty of people in the world that can figure that out.
And so there are 5 stations in this building.
Yep.
Operating from this building. I'll let the cat out of the bag. Not everyone has somebody at a control board at that particular
moment. That's correct. But all of the radio stations, actually all of the radio stations that the Neuhoffs operate, we have local people creating content.
Which is not the case in the industry.
No, that is not the case. But in our case, every radio station that we operate, we have local people that are creating local content.
So you've been with Neuhoff for a lot of years, right?
I have. I have been very fortunate that when people hear Neuhoff, they've gotten to know Beth, who is our CEO. It's a family. It is a family that has been in the broadcasting business since the 1950s. Roger Neuhoff was the patriarch, I guess you would say, and he started a company in the 1950s. It grew to, at one point, one of the larger broadcast companies in the country, but it was then called Eastern Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But back in those days, the FCC, who regulates radio and television broadcast, limited the amount of stations you could buy, and so he was at our own at any one time. So he was near one of the larger broadcasters when he had Eastern Broadcasting, and during that period of time, he had bought stations in Quincy, Illinois, and Springfield, Illinois. He also had stations in Terre Haute, Indiana, and Anderson, Indiana, and it just so happens that the Neuhoffs have been in continuous ownership of radio stations in Central Illinois since 1960.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. I was a kid working at the radio station in Danville, and Jeff Neuhoff, who was the son of Roger, bought the Danville radio stations in 1990, in August of 90. And I began working with Jeff, and it's a relationship that continues to this very day. And unfortunately, we lost Jeff, who passed away from a cardiac event in July of 2012.
Is this where you'll retire?
That's a good question, because my wife and I have talked about retirement. You know, it's like, what does that look like? And I will be 55 years old on March.
You're such a young pup.
I know, on March the 4th. My wife is a little older than I am. She's listening this morning in Florida, so I will not tell you how old she is.
If she wasn't listening, you would? No, you should.
Of course, Julie, I would not say that. We have this running gag because, no, I'll tell you, because today she's 5 years older than I am.
All right.
But in a month.
She's only four,
but I always leave that out and it irritates her, but it's all good. She is a fabulous partner. But, we talk about, what does retirement look like? And I am a type of individual who really likes to be busy. I'm also an individual who really is passionate about many things, and I cannot for the life of me imagine not being fully engaged. So I'm thinking that retirement is going to look a whole lot like what I do every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't live in Decatur?
I don't. I actually live in Danville. I spend a lot of time in Decatur. We've owned real estate here in Decatur. But with the responsibilities of my job, I'm in a lot of different places. And then I have some personal responsibilities. My parents are still alive, and mm-hmm. they are in their 80s. And my siblings do not live here in the area. So the primary care and support of my parents, I feel a great responsibility for that. And so it all kind of lines up, but it just requires a little bit more driving.
So I've... Since you guys asked me to host this guest host Brian's show for a few days while he's gone, have we heard from Brian at all?
Yes, I've seen pictures.
So they're still alive. They're doing well.
Oh yeah, very much.
They didn't just drop off the face of the earth and
said,
out of here.
If they dropped off the face of the earth, they landed in a pretty nice spot.
But they're doing well, as far as we know.
Absolutely.
And be back in a few days, I suppose.
Yeah, next week, right?
Next week, right.
So, unless they decide to stay.
There you go. Which wouldn't be the first time that somebody said, I'm chucking it right now.
Yeah, this is it. Put my retirement stake in the ground.
I've heard people do that. They go, I have a friend actually who went to Florida and came back and was done in 3 weeks. Said, was down there on a beach, late 50s. Said, it was so phenomenal for me. And I guess probably space in life. And he says, I'm done. We're going. Off we go.
Yeah.
And so I'm 61. So it's a very weird time in life for me that I have peers that I've done life with that are saying I'm done, and I'm going, what?
My best friend in the world, other than my wife, my mentor, if you will, is 68 years old and a very successful businessman in North Carolina, and he has recently sold. He was a McDonald's operator, and mm-hmm. at one point he was over 20 stores in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. That's a big operation. As
yes,
Gary Birchbeck can attest, that's a big operation. He and Gary actually know each other, which is cool. The world is very small. But he recently sold all but one of his stores, and he is trying this retirement thing, and it's been really difficult for him. because you're used to going at a certain pace and a certain speed. And even though the idea of, oh, stress-free living, it's like, no, that it's, you know, I can think about what feeds this, you're into this business, but what feeds the soul? You know, what are the things that are really important to you? And
well, for men, we're, you know, those of us who've had to study psychology and what drives people, men get their ego strength from what they do. This is huge generalizations that I know there are exceptions to everything.
Yeah.
Men get their ego strength from what they do. Women get their ego strength from who they know and how they relate to people. And that's, in general, a significant difference between men and women. So for men, one of the reasons we like to go to work is because it feeds our ego, if you will. And then a lot of guys, how many stories do we know where somebody stops working and they're dead in 6 months?
Yeah, you hate stories like that.
That. So this is all going somewhere. Namely, I've asked everybody this question that I've had in the studio more or less over the last few days. In the fourth grade, do you remember the fourth grade?
I do.
Who was your teacher?
In the fourth grade, it was Mrs. Herrick.
And where did you sit in the room?
I sat near the front.
Why did you sit near the front?
That's a good question, because later in life, I realized my vision was terrible. I didn't know my vision was bad until I got to be about 20 years old. And then I married someone who was in the vision business, which was interesting. So I don't know why I was in the front, but to this, you bring this up to this very day. Of course, you didn't really have a choice in the fourth grade, but to this very day, when I go to a conference, I always sit up front.
Well, I think teachers today, identify kids that maybe can't see properly, and they obviously put those they want under their thumb as well up close. So you're
now, keep in mind, my father was the superintendent
of schools
of the district.
Oh my. That's like living in a glass bowl.
No, you're exactly right.
I mean, my kids have told us, you know, hey, Dad, the role you had in the community was fine, but you realize what it had, you know, and that there's no bitterness there. But it's
a reality.
It's a reality that, you know, they're walking around town, driving around town. There's a preacher's kid. Poor kids.
You did it to him. So anyway, meanwhile, back in fourth grade.
In the fourth grade, what was her name?
Mrs. Herrick.
Mrs. Herrick, did you think in the fourth grade you'd be in radio?
The answer is yes.
Nick, in the fourth grade, did you think you'd be doing what you do?
Yes. I mean, not very specifically, but yes, I thought I would be doing creative stuff.
Fascinating. Isn't it? Now, so in the fourth grade, you're 9 and 10 years old. Are we that really formed at that age?
Yeah, my on-air light, as I like to say when I tell the story, came on when I was 8. And I know exactly, I remember the
night.
What
do you mean by that?
I remember the day. I remember the night.
When you went on the radio the first time,
no.
Or you knew what radio was?
Correct. When I knew that's something that I wanted. It was 8.
Why? It's fascinating that we're wired at that age. Some of us are wired at that age. I'll tell you, at 9 and 10, I had no sense that I was going to be a pastor. That the term clergy would be attached to me. Lord, I know. I was 25 and had no idea that was going to happen. Even though I was at that point in so-called ministry, but nonetheless. Interesting. So when did you step into radio for the first
14.
Time? 14. What did you do at 14 years of age?
At age 8, in the scenario was, I enjoyed doing events with my dad. My dad was the superintendent, as I shared. So when you're that age and when you're a superintendent of a small district, and this was up in the Peoria, Illinois area, you would go to events with your dad, and dad, as the superintendent, would make sure that, because you were kind of superintendent, kind of principal, you made sure the gate people were working, you know, mm-hmm. things are all happened the way they did. So dad had responsibilities, but I would go to a high school basketball game, and dad would buy me a bag of popcorn, would sit me down and say, don't move. And my dad was the kind of guy that when he says sit down, you sat down and you didn't move. On this particular night, there was a local radio station from LaSalle, Illinois, that had come to do the broadcast of that high school basketball game that night. And I looked up at the top row of the bleachers, Wayne, and I saw these two guys sitting behind a card table with a felt banner, had headphones on. And instantly I said, that's what I want to do. And I remember it vividly. And that's how it started.
And that's the rest of the story, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's how it started.
All right, we'll come back with some more from Mike Colby. I'm very glad you're with us. 21 minutes after the hour. Mr. Nick Smith, take it away and tell us what's going on with the weather, please.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 30, and tonight increasing clouds with a low around 21. For your Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high approaching 36 and wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. But for Thursday, we've got a 50% chance of precipitation. It could be snow early. It could be rain and snow later. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high of 36. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 14 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:21.
It's the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza, presented by Saley Credit Union on Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. The Wedding Extravaganza offers selections for catering, DJ services, venue rental, hair, and more. Register to win great deals offered by vendors all at the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center off of Highway 121. Some vendors included are Sino Formalware, Decatur Conference Center, Wethington's Flowers, and more.
Happy 2020 from the Eric Lee Show, and we got some good news. Not only is the decade not actually over, but neither is the school year, and the Corley Family Dental Teacher of the Month contest continues. Each month, you nominate your favorite teachers, coaches, and administrators in Macon County. It could be grade school, high school, even Richland and Milliken. The Eric Lee Show will randomly draw five finalists to honor each month. And the final week of the month, you vote to determine a winner. Corley Family Dental Teacher of the Month. Visit NowDecatur.com now to nominate your faves.
Saturday, February 22nd, join Catholic Charities in celebrating 76 years at their annual fundraiser at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Decatur. Celebrate Mardi Gras style at the Catholic Charities Mardi Gras fundraiser. Enjoy live music from 90s Daughter, a cash bar, and dinner provided by Max Pigskin Diner. Proceeds from the Catholic Charities Mardi Gras will benefit Catholic Charities and the programs they offer right here in Central Illinois. Get tickets to the Catholic Charities Mardi Gras on February 22nd by calling 428-3458.
Catching up on what you missed on Byers & Company is easy, thanks to our partner, Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Find all of the daily podcasts from Byers & Company, either by hour or specific interviews, on NowDecatur.com, the NowDecatur app, or on Facebook and Twitter. You never have to miss out. Catching up is easy wherever you are, thanks to NowDecatur.com and Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
We're covering all things Newhoff Media with Mike Hovey. So when the Newhoff family and the Newhoff business bought the radio stations here in town,
yeah.
Did that change? Did the Decatur market change Newhoff in any way?
Yes, it did, as a matter of fact.
What did our community bring to the plate for you guys?
That's fair. A depth of community service that was understood but never activated in other places.
Did it surprise you?
I grew up, again, in Central Illinois, Bloomington, Peoria, Danville. I'm familiar with WSOY, the radio station, the call letters,
right,
and what it meant. Certain people, even as a young person, like Sid Rotz, I do a lot of sports, and I got to know Sid, who did sports on WSOY for many years. I got to, you know, was aware of Joel, who is, you know, obviously right. One of your dear friends and a great guy who's been prominent this week. And has now become a friend of mine. So the reputation of the stations. So when the Newhoff family, when the conversation started and I was involved with, hey, here's what might be possible. And it had been a time of a lot of transition here for this,
right.
These radio stations, because when the Newhoffs acquired the stations in 2008, we were the fourth owner in like 3.5
years.
Those
were difficult years. I was around for some of that.
And it wasn't because anything was broken. It was all circumstantial. But and I remember when Jeff said, you know, this is going to work. And I said, it's such a great fit. There is so many great assets, and the things that they're doing is, you know, we're going to try to help make them better, but they're going to make us better. And that was the idea. That was the conversation. And the other thing too was I had told the staff, you know, we're not walking in here and making any substantive changes. You have obviously demonstrated over some very difficult times just internally that things can continue to go and grow, and this facility is one of those examples. So for a year, we're not going to do anything. we're just here to support you for a year. And then we called a staff meeting. It was 1 year to the day, and the agenda was one item on the agenda for the staff. And they're like, oh, you know, well, you know, we sold again. It's like, nope, it was I told you so. That's all the agenda item was. I told you so, and we really appreciate what you do, and you've made us better, and we hope that we've helped to make you better, and therefore we, you know, are one team. So, no, it's Decatur has brought a lot to the Newhoff family.
So fair to say that we're influencing other communities now.
No question about it. And a great example of that, and you had Tanya on the air yesterday, which is great because living in Danville and actively involved, and I try to be active in the right. communities in which we serve, but I'm certainly the two that I'm most active is Decatur and Danville. And one of the things that Danville has a drug dependency problem. We have mental health issues as a community. And there's a group of very caring individuals who want to see things get better. And I have shared the Decatur story with these individuals. And now that Greg Taylor, who is your former co-host right. on Wednesday night, is now actually pastoring a church in Danville, I have a wingman to my, hey, here's the really cool stuff going on in Decatur stories. And so in the last 2 weeks, there has been a group of about 20 leaders who have come to Decatur to look at the Crossings program and to say, what's possible?
Right.
You know, what's possible? And then you figure out your own possible. Well, I'm happy to say that as a result of the first visit, there is another one coming with two state reps, at least a state senator, superintendent of schools, community leaders from there coming here to be exposed to the really cool stuff that's happening in Decatur. That wouldn't have happened had I not been a part of what's going on.
It's quite fascinating when you think that, you know, I would counter those who think that we are, as a community, not influencing the world. Because we absolutely are.
No question about it.
Which is really a cool story. And there's lots of things going on. I wish I had time to sit down with people and just say, in the circles I run in, we have making a huge difference in southern Kenya. We've got people from Decatur working in medical stuff way out in the bush from Decatur. Cool story, but we have to save that for another day.
Yeah.
Because the clock continues to roll on. So, Mike, on behalf of the community, thanks for the stability you bring to the stations and to the leadership. I find it refreshing and helpful.
Well, thank you, and I certainly appreciate what you do here, and I really appreciate what you do on Wednesday nights. And it's
all right.
No, I do. I appreciate what you do on Wednesday nights, and I appreciate what you're doing here with Brian's show, and you know, with you and Kevin as the fill-ins, and what you bring to the table makes a big difference. Thank you.